So I said, we saw the Mishnah on Daf Nun Zayin Amud Aleph, and the Mishnah told us that after the time of Kiddushin, when the husband says, the chosen says to the girl, Harei mekudeshes li b'tabazu, Hidas Moshe v'Yisrael, they have Kiddushin, we wait 12 months between the Kiddushin and the Nisuin in order to give the chosen, in order to give the kala time to prepare themselves. That was the Mishnah on Daf Nun Zayin. They have to wait 12 months for the mitzvah of Nisuin. But let's say Nisuin arrives, he proposes on Sunday, and the time comes on Sunday. 12 months later, comes this Sunday in September when he gave Kiddushin. So Mishnah here tells us in Beis Din, if you have to wait for a psula till Wednesday. Why do you have to wait till Wednesday? Because Beis Din used to only sit on Monday, Thursday, and we want him to come the next day with his Tainas Besulin. Why not get married Sunday? You come the next day. So the Gemara says, no, Shogdu Chachamim, the Kanas Benais Yisrael, Chachamim were careful about the betterment of the welfare of the Benais Yisrael, that he should make a nice meal. So the Mishnah here says, when you have both of them, we were Kaneah Wednesday. That's when he should get married. However, the Rishonim discussed, and this is what we discussed yesterday at length, let's say you don't have a concern of Tainas Besulim. All we have is, why not? Because Beis Din Arba, they didn't sit every day. You could convene a Beis Din every day. So if the husband will wake up at night and realize, oh, Gavalt, she's a Ba'ula, she's not a Besula, maybe she was Mizana during that year, she's an Eshes Ish, if he's Mekadesh her 1 year, and then come the next year again, that whole year she's an Eshes Ish, she's Usher to everyone else. So if she would have relations, but during that year she'd be Usher to him. So he's afraid that that's what happened. So the Rishonim, so that's why we said Wednesday, so you could come Thursday to Beis Din, and he'll say, Ba'ula, she was a Pesach, Pasuach, Matzasi, I found that she's a Ba'ula, she's not a Besula. Fine. But nowadays we have Batei Din sitting every day. So were we Kaveya a day at all? Perhaps nowadays that we have Batei Din sitting every day, and all we have is the consideration of Shogdu Chachamah, the Kanas B'nai Yisrael, we want him to make a nice meal. We don't want him to wake up one day and come with a takeout and make a wedding. We want him to prepare Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, get married. Wednesday, he prepared a whole 3 days for the meal. So we were Kaveya Wednesday for two reasons. Number one, so that the Thursday could come to Beis Din if he finds she's a Ba'ula. Number two, so that he could prepare the meal for 3 days. But what about nowadays that we have Batei Din sitting every day? Did we make Wednesday the day for weddings just so that he should prepare a meal? Or, meaning, did we make him wait? Really, the 12 months ended on a Sunday. Do we say, oh, now, you know what, you got to wait 3 more days to prepare a meal? Do we make him wait to perform the mitzvah of Nisuin for 3 days just because he should have a nice meal? You could make a Beis Din any day if he finds out she's a Ba'ula. So all we have is a consideration of Shoktu. Did we make it Wednesday or not? Or did we just say, prepare a nice meal? It's a nice musar, prepare a nice meal. But we didn't make him wait 3 days just so that he should have a nice meal. When you have Tainas Besulim and Shaktu, we make you wait. Wednesday's the day. But what if you only have the consideration you should have a nice meal? Did we make him wait to perform the mitzvah of Nisu? And we saw it was a Machlekes Rishonim. That issue was a Machlekes Rishonim. We also saw that it was a Machlekes Rishonim, the Rambam and the Tur. What about an Almana? The Mishnah says here an Almana should get married Thursday. Why does an Almana get married Thursday? So the Gemara told us on Daf Hey, because we want him to take off 3 days to be with his wife. So Thursday was the day of the wedding. Friday will be the day of the bia. Shabbos, he'll be off because it's Shabbos. So he has a nice honeymoon over there, 3 days. What about nowadays? So once we're making a day for Besulim, we made a day for Almanis too. We don't want the Almanis to think that they're not as important as the Besulis. So once we made a day for Besulis, we made a day for Almanis. What about nowadays? We have Batei Din sitting every day. We don't have a day, do we? Maybe we don't have a day for Besulis at all. So do we make a guy wait to marry an almana? Do we make him wait to perform the mitzvah of Nisu until Thursday? Or no, it's a nice idea to take off 3 days for a honeymoon. So we said, you know what, get married Thursday, be a Friday, take off Shabbos, nice honeymoon 3 days. Do we make him wait till Thursday? Do we make a day because of Shaktu Chacham al-Takanas B'nai Yisrael, Chacham concerned of the welfare B'nai Yisrael, so we make you wait till Thursday so you get married and have a 3-day honeymoon? No, we just said, take off the next 3 days. You want to get married Sunday, take off the next 3 days? Good day. You want to take off Monday and take off the next 3 days? Fine too. Did we work Kaveya a day? Did we establish a day? Did we make you wait till our day in order to perform the mitzvah of Nisuan or not? Just because of the reason of Shaktu. When you take the Tainas Besulim out of the mix, which is what the Mishnah's main primary reason is, said if he finds out she's a Ba'ula, he'll come to Beis Din right away. When you take that out of the mix, do we have set days for marriage or not? So we saw that was a machlekes the Rambam and the Tur. The Rambam called getting married on Thursday for an almana nowadays a minhag chachamim. It's not a real takana. You don't have to wait till Thursday. And the Tur called it takanas chachamim. It's a real takana. So we explained that they're arguing about, really, about the mitzvah of nisuin. They're arguing about, is there a mitzvah of nisuin that now is like a time pressure, and we want you to perform that mitzvah, and if you just have a reason of shaktu, we're concerned for the welfare of Bnei Yisrael, they should have a nice meal, a nice honeymoon, we're not going to make you push up a real bona fide mitzvah of nisuin. That was how the Ran explained it further. Shidhu Mukubetzis explained it like that. We can't make you push up a real mitzvah just for considerations of a nice meal, or you should have a honeymoon. But if Nisuin is not an independent mitzvah, Nisuin is not an independent stage of marriage, it could be Nisuin just plays a technical role. It could be that the whole marriage is completed at Kiddushin. That's when she becomes a full-fledged Eishes. She's just, there are certain halachas that depend on her being Beveis Habal, and her being living in your home. What is that? That you have to support her. You don't have to support her unless she's living in your home. She might be your wife, but if she's not living in your home, perhaps you don't have to support her. When do you begin to have to support her? When she lives in your home. So it's not that Nisuin is a second stage of marriage, an independent mitzvah, which we're worried about postponing, and therefore you need a legitimate reason, and Shaktu might not be a legitimate reason. No! Maybe Nisuin is just a technicality. She's not living in your home. So you have to be Nichnas her. When she's Nichnas, the Rishusai, you become obligated in those obligations of marriage. But in which case, we don't mind pushing off Nisuin. Nisuin is not a mitzvah that we have a time pressure about. So you want to push it off to have a nice meal? Push it off to have a nice meal. Make it Wednesday. You have enough money. You want to have a nice honeymoon? Make it Thursday. We're not as under as much time pressure. We don't need as bona fide of a reason, as legitimate of a reason, if Nisuin is not an independent mitzvah. So with this, Machlekes HaRishon and Ardaf could really be revolving around is really what is the whole nature of Nisuin? Is it that Kiddushin makes part of the marriage? That's halfway there. Nisuin, which is the chuppah. The Kiddushin is harem mekudeshesli, the ring. We do them all nowadays. We're going to talk about this. We do them at the exact same moment. We put the girl underneath the chuppah. Then he says harem mekudeshesli. She's underneath the chuppah. That's Nisuin and Kiddushin at the same time. But in the days of the Gemara, it used to be separated by a year. First it would be harem mekudeshesli, no chuppah. And then a year later, they'd have a chuppah. Nowadays, we do them all together. So the Gemara, they are two stages. So what does each stage accomplish? Does Kiddushin only accomplish halfway she's your wife? Nisuin is the second stage, but it's really an own independent stage of Nisuin, like a second half of marriage. Or no, Kiddushin really finishes off everything. Nisuin is a technicality, she's not in your Rishus, but it's not that it's an independent mitzvah, an independent stage. It's really just to fulfill a technicality, there's a clause in the Kiddushin, that all the conditions of marriage don't really kick in unless she's Nichnas L'Rishusa. So we showed, this is how we ended off, we showed yesterday that this seems to be the Machlekes and Taisvis in Mesechtas Kiddushin. Taisvis and Mesechtas Kiddushin ask a contradiction. Because the Gemara says in Mesechtas Kiddushin on Daf Yud, Gemara asks, one of the forms of Kiddushin, of course, is Bia. You could be Makadesh with Kesef Shtar or Bia. So the Gemara says, if you're Makadesh B'Bia, you have in mind the Saif Bia. Kol HaBoyel Daito Al Gemar Bia. That's when you want to have Kiddushin. So the Kiddushin is not finished. We got involved in what difference really does that make. It's an awkward case, but fine. Kiddushin is not finished till the Saif Maisa Bia. But Taisus asked, the Gemara says, Nivam is just the opposite. When does Kiddushin happen? B'tchilas Maisa Bia. Well, which is it? Is it B'tchilas Maisa Bia or B'Saif Maisa Bia? And Taisus had three terutzim to this, technical terutzim. Depends what you have in mind. If you declare, I have in mind Tchilas Bia, it can be Tchilas Bia. If you have in mind Saif Bia, it's Saif Bia. Then Taisus quotes from Rav Nissengoin, a big chiddush, and we'll see it's a chiddush on many levels. But Rav Nissengoin said, a teretz, he said, when you're talking about Kiddushin, it's Saif Bia. Kal HaBoyel Daitel HaGemar Bia, that's the Gemara Kiddushin on Daf Yud. When you're talking about Nisuin, the second stage of marriage, so that's what the Gemara Nevamis is talking about. That's Tchilas Bia. Why is that Tchilas Bia? And Kiddushin is Saif Bia. So he explains, because Kiddushin, the Achronim explained, the Stipler explains what Rav Nissengoin really means to say. Maybe not. Maybe it's not what he meant to say, but it's what the Stipler thinks he meant to say. Is that Kiddushin depends on your das. Kiddushin is a kinyan that you are acquiring as a wife. That depends on what I have in mind. Kol HaBoyel, Daito HaGmar Bia. Whoever has Bia has in mind the Saif Bia. Nisuin is not a kinyan that you are making, says Rav Nissim Goin. It's a technicality. I'm not obligated in certain obligations of marriage unless she's living in my home. So that doesn't depend, what I have in mind. That depends once she's nichnas l'reshusoi. And Rav Nissim Goin holds that bia is a form of nisuin. We'll get to in a second. Is that true? Do we accept that? Is bia a form of nisuin? He holds bia. We have chuppah. That's the more traditional nisuin. Or cheder yichud. But he holds bia is nisuin too. So he holds, but bia, nisuin doesn't depend on what you have in mind. It's not a second stage of marriage. I ask you, do you want it? Don't you? It's a tnai. It's a condition. It's a technicality. Once she's nichnas l'reshusoi, you become chayav right away. So therefore, he holds that tchilas bia is nisuin. That's what the Gemara Nevamos is talking about, because it's just a technicality. It's not a second stage of marriage. And the Kiddushin, which is the real Kinyan, that depends on what you have in mind. Kol HaBoyal Daito Agmar Bio. The other Terutzim and Taisvah says the Stipler disagree, fundamentally, because they hold that Kiddushin is a Kinyan, depends what you have in mind, Kol HaBoyal Daito Agmar Bio, and Nisuin is a Kinyan. Nisuin is a mitzvah, which we need a bona fide reason to push off. Nisuin is a second stage of marriage. Kiddushin gets you halfway there, and Nisuin gets you all the way there. So, but then it depends what you have in mind. And Kol HaBoyal Daito Agmar Bia. Nisuin, even if Bia would be a form of Nisuin, would only be the Saif Maisa Bia. Okay? So we have this Machlekes HaRishonim. What is the nature of Nisuin? I claim it's a Machlekes HaRishonim on Ardaf. It's clearly a Machlekes HaRishonim over here in Taisis and Masechtas Kiddushin about do you need do we care what you have in mind at the time of Nisuin? Rav Nissim Goin holds, we don't care what you have in mind. Kol HaBoyal Daito Agmar Bia, whoever has Bia has in mind the Sofia. We don't care when it comes, by Kiddushin, we care what you have in mind. By Nisuin, we don't care. It doesn't depend on your das. It's not a kinyan, it's a fulfillment of a technicality. Another nafkamina will be from this machlek, as we're going to discuss, that we see a number of permutations, and really just to put it in context, this means a lot in terms of how we understand marriage in general. But the another practical nafkamina, which is really first, it's surprising, it's first discussed by the Achrayim, the Or Sameach, or Meir Simcha. So we're talking late 1800s. The Marcheshes, also, same time. It's a classic yeshiva shesef in Marcheshes. Both have a suffix about, do you need edus for nisuin? See, the Gemara says in Masechtas Kiddushin, Masechtas Gittin, let's say I marry a woman, beinoi vein atzmo. There's no one there. Guy marries a woman, no one's present. He gives her a ring. Hare at mekudeshes li b'tabas zu, he says the whole nusach. He gives her a kosher tabas, he gives her a real ring. He's wearing a fancy suit and everything. And he gives her the ring, she's wearing a nice dress, gives her the ring. So the Gemara, and it says in a few places, Mesechtes Kiddushin, Mesechtes Gittin, is nothing with nothing. Doesn't mean anything. In order to have Gittin v'Kiddushin, you have to have witnesses there. If there's no witnesses, it's garnished. That's called, in the Gemara's language, Eidus L'Kiyum HaDavar. In order for it to stand, L'Kiyum HaDavar, you need Eidus. If you don't have Eidim there, if you kill somebody, a guy kills somebody. The guy's dead, whether anybody watched it or not. He's dead. A guy borrows money from me. Whether people saw it or they didn't see it, the tree falls in the fire, it doesn't make a difference. He borrowed money from me, he owes me money. If a guy gives a ring to a girl, and he says, and he has all the kavonis and everything, he even said all the pilum and everything, doesn't make a difference if there's no witnesses there. Why not? Why? Why should that be so? This is a famous explanation Reb Chaim has in his Sefer on the Rambam, in Hilchos Yibum and Chalitza. Yibum and Chalitza, this is not true. If you do Yibum and Chalitza and there's no witnesses there, it does work. Why is it by Gittin v'Kiddushin, you have to have witnesses there? If there's witnesses there, it's a get. If there's no witnesses there, no get. Why? Why should that be? So Chaim explains that it's because Gittin v'Kiddushin depend on my das. It depends on what I have in mind. Das means, when we say a katan doesn't have das, what do we mean? Katan is what he doesn't know what he's thinking? What does it mean? We say, and the Gemara says all the time, katan, chayr ashayt v'katan lav b'nei das ninu. They don't have das. What does it mean? A katan doesn't know what he's thinking. He knows what he's thinking. A 12-year-old doesn't know. What it means is the following. A katan doesn't have das. What it means is, says Reb Chaim, is that a katan doesn't understand the ramifications of his decisions. Katan makes a decision. This is true. A little child makes a decision. He doesn't understand all the consequences that will come about because of his decision. That's why a katan is not allowed to get married. A katan is not a bar das. So why can't he get married? He doesn't know. He's totally like oblivious to everything that's going on. No. But he doesn't understand the gravity of what he's doing. So therefore, and that's true, so therefore, katan can't get married because in order to get married, you have to understand what you're doing. That's what it means, das. You have to have, understand all the ramifications, all the permutations, all the consequences of what I'm about to do. So in order to have gittin v'kiddushin, you have to have a supreme, a higher level of das, so you have to understand the consequences. Reb Chaim therefore explains, that's why you have to have eidim there. Rabbi said, if you're doing something, nowadays it's even hard to discuss because there's always somebody watching. There's, you know, on videotape, wherever you go, you're on videotape. But if no one's watching you, people are much more likely to do different things and they're not thinking about the consequences of their actions. If you're in front of a whole room of people, you just march down the aisle, everyone's staring at you, there's a photographer taking pictures, you're going to be very aware of the consequences and the gravity of what you're doing. It just does. It raises even your level of das. What I mean, das, is not that you're before that you were incoherent. What it means is now you think twice. Wow, I'm making this decision, and it has gravity, and it has consequences, it has ramifications. A life-changing, act. That's what Eidus accomplishes, says Reb Chaim. When there are Eidim there, I take what I'm doing much more seriously. When there are no Eidim there, I don't have the same das. What does it mean? I don't consider the consequences of my actions to the same degree. So Reb Chaim says, if there are Eidim there at the time of the Gittin v'Kiddushin, your das can be elevated. The presence itself of Eidim gives me, pause. And that raises my level of das. So that's why Gittin v'Kiddushin that's in front of Eidim is good. Gittin v'Kiddushin that's not in front of Eidim, so then I don't think about all the consequences that I'm doing. I might do something on the spur of the moment without really thinking about it. But if there's Eidim there, I'm going to think much more. Good. So therefore, we have by Kiddushin, Eidim. That's why they call up the first kibud that they call up right after they call up the Masada Kiddushin. They usually call up two people are Eidei Kiddushin. What does it mean they're Eidei Kiddushin? We're all sitting and watching the wedding. I need to be miyachid these two people as Eidim. I'm watching. A guy can't say, passel me. Otherwise, I'm an Eid. Let's say a guy is about to kill somebody. So he says, I'm not miyachid you as an Eid. I'm watching it. I see the guy kill somebody else. We all see the guy at the wedding. Getting married, what does he have to appoint me as a witness? And if he didn't appoint me, I'm not a witness? No, you're a witness anyway. The reason why we appoint Eidim is for a whole separate reason. Maybe we'll get to it at some point later. Anyway, they appoint two witnesses to officially watch over the wedding. Fine. Why we do that with weave is a mystery. Fine. So we appoint two people to be the Eidei Kiddushin. Otherwise, the Kiddushin means nothing. What about Nisuin? The Chuppah? Or we're Chayshish to do a Yichud room? Or the Bedekin? That takes place before they go to the chuppah room. They march the chassan in, and he puts down the veil over the head of the kala, known as the bedekin. That's another shita. There's many shitas. What's nisuin? Some hold it's chuppah, some hold it's yichud. It never says in the Gemara anywhere. Some hold it's chuppah, some hold it's yichud, some hold it's the bedekin, putting the veil over her head. So we do all three. So the bedekin, do you need Eidim there? Is it a nisuin with? Is it Nisuin without Eidim? Can I have a Yichud room? Do you need Eidei Yichud or not? Never says anywhere. And it wasn't discussed in the Shulchan Aruch. It's only the more contemporary Achronim have a suffix about this. So Steinberg says he thinks it depends, again, on this Shaila. If Nisuin is just a technicality, really you're married at the time of Kiddushin, and there we care what you have in mind. We care. Okay, the guy only has in mind to get married at the Seif Ma'asabiyah. Fine, that's when the marriage takes place. Nisun, we don't care, says a Nisun Gun. You're married right away. It's just a technicality so that she should be in your Rishus, which is in your Rishus. So then you're obligated in certain obligations, but she's not in your Rishus, not. All Nisun is she's walking into your house, but it's not a completion of the marriage in any sense. It's the fulfillment of a condition that she should be in your home. You don't aid him there for that. But if Nisun is the second stage of marriage, no, just like we care call a boil daidag marbiya by Kiddushin, Nisun also is called a boil daidag marbiya. So then, all the Rishonim disagree with Nisun Gan, we care what you have in mind, then maybe you need Eidim too by the Nisun. It's a second stage of marriage. So nowadays, Paiskim, they call him the name Reb Chaim, he was a machmer on this. You don't need Eidei Yichud. Certainly you don't need Eidei Bedekin. But we're more contemporary. Others are machmer. Why not? There's another keyboard. You could throw in another keyboard. You could have Eidim on the marriage license, too. I'm saying you could throw out kibudim over there. Huh?
Don't buy the Eidim when they had two Eidim in Shinon Moksen.
That's for this chumrah.
Right. Okay.
You can just lock the door. They have Eidim there not just to make people don't walk in. The door has a lock on it, I guarantee you. They have Eidim there because they want to be chayshish for the chumrah of the Or Sameach and the Marcheshes and the Suffolk to have Eidim by the Nisun. But it's a lamdish shaila. It depends on what Nisuin accomplishes. There's a machlekes Rishonim over there in Tosfos and Masechet Yevamos. The machlekes here. Can we push off Nisuin and make you wait a day to a certain date just because we want you to have a nice meal, just because we want you to have a honeymoon? So it depends. If Nisuin is a real mitzvah, well, you need a legitimate reason. That's not a legitimate reason. Just make your meal and make your honeymoon and whatever. But if it's Nisuin is a second part of Kiddushin, it depends what you have in mind. It's a new Kinyan. Kiddushin is halfway there. Nisuin is the second half. Well, then maybe you need Eidim there too. Rav Soloveitchik was even machmer to have Eidim by the Badekin, which is the marching the chassan down to put the veil over the head of the kala before they go to the chuppah room. So we'll see. I don't think I'll explain to you why I think Rav Soloveitchik was machmer. But ostensibly, that's also for this chumrah. I don't think it's because of this chumrah, but that's ostensibly also because, in theory, it could be because of this chumrah. Perhaps Nisuin is a second form of marriage, meaning it's the second stage of marriage. It depends what you have in mind, and therefore you need Adam to lift up, to some, you know, to give you pause, to elevate your das, so you realize the consequences fully of your action. This also, though, could be the issue that's debated over here in Kiddushin, the second part of that Gemara. The first part of the Gemara in Kiddushin of the Avyud has a suffix, if the Tchilas Bia accomplishes Kiddushin, or the Saif Bia. And the Gemara concludes, Kol Abayel Daita Gemara Bia, for Kiddushin in the Gemara Bia. Rav Nissim Goin said, for the Nisuin, it's enough with the Tchilas Bia. We don't care what you have in mind. But then the Gemara has another Shaila, Ibayelahu. The Gemara wants to know, Bia, Nisuin Oise, Oy Erusin Oise. A guy has Bia. Does that only accomplish Kiddushin? Does that accomplish Nisuin also? Bia, Nisuin Oise, Oy Erusin Oise. What's the difference? The Gemara says, Nafkamina, for all of the differences of Nisuin. Nafkamina with Yarsha, you don't Yarshin your wife unless she's an Asua. An Arusa, you don't Yarshin her. Litamela, guy, if he's a Kohen, doesn't go to his wife's funeral unless she's an Asua. She's not in his house. Ulahafer Nidareha, in order to be made for her Nidarim, also, she has to live in his home. Also, in order to support her, he has to live in her home. Fine. All these halakas, to be made for her Nidarim, to Yarshin her, to go to the funeral, to support her, all depend on her living in the home. So Gemara wants to know, Bia, Nisuin Oise or Erusin Oise? What is the suffix of the Gemara? What is the suffix of the Gemara? So we could have interpreted the suffix of the Gemara in a few ways. We could have interpreted the suffix of the Gemara what? Does Bia do Nisuin? Maybe Nisuin has to be coming into your Rishus. A chuppah signifies your Rishus. See, a chuppah is like a doorway. It's supposed to be like a doorway. Some people make it with flowers and this and that and laser beams and you don't know what's going on. But it's supposed to be poles with a doorway and it's supposed to represent your home. Or Cheder Yichud is supposed to represent your home. So you're bringing her into your home. Bia, maybe it's not called bringing her into your home. Nisu, it's supposed to be a hachnasa l'reshusa. If you literally bring her into your home, Sfaradim or Machmo like that, to literally bring her into your home, you don't bother doing Cheder Yichud. You have to literally bring her into your home. That's Hachnasa Rishusa. But all these things are symbolic of Hachnasa Rishusa. Maybe the Gemara's suffix is Bia really Nisuin at all? Or maybe the suffix of the Gemara is, can Bia accomplish two things Bebas Achas? Can you have Erisin and Nisuin at once? Can one Maisa Bia at the Seif Maisa Bia be Zeicha you in Erisin and Nisuin? Or maybe it has to be two stages. Also a good suffix. Maybe does Bia do Nisuin? Could be. Maybe can Erisin and Nisuin happen at the same time? Could be. The problem is, for Rav Nissim Goin, we know, now Rav Nissim Goin said, can Bia do Nisuin? Yes, because the two Gemaras, we had a contradiction. One Gemara said, Kol Abayel Daita Gemar Bia, you don't have Kiddush until the end of the Gemar Bia. The other Gemara said, no, you're Kaina her, B'tchilas Maisa Bia. Rav Nissim Goin said, that's talking about what? The other Gemara about Tchilas Bia is talking about what? Nisuin! So does he hold Bia can accomplish Nisuin? Yes. Yes. He holds Bia can accomplish Nisuin. And will they come at the same time, Bia and Erisin? Will they come at the same time? If a person has Bia with a girl or a woman, will Erisin and Nisuin happen at the same time? According to Nisim Goin? No. Why? Erisin will be at the end. Nisuin will be at the beginning. Tchilas Bia, according to Nisim Goin, Nisuin. So Kol Abayel Daita Gemar Bia for Erusin, it depends on your das. That's at the end. So says the stipler, he thinks for Rav Nissim Goin, the suffix of the Gemara is this. The suffix of the Gemara is, can I have Nisuin, B'tchilas Bia, before Erusin, which is the Saif Bia? Can you have Nisuin before Erusin? Can I have the second stage of Hachnasa L'Rishusai before Erusin? Can you do such a thing? That's the suffix of the Gemara. That's what the Stipler says. According to Nisim Gaon, that's the suffix. What does that suffix depend upon? We do it, by the way. We do it. When does the Bedekin happen? When does the Bedekin happen? Before the chuppah room. When does he say, Arei HaMekudesh HaSlibet HaBazu, that's the Kiddushin, underneath the chuppah. So the Bedekin happens. Anybody who's a thinking individual at the wedding will notice this, that Nisuin, we're being machmer for one sheet of Nisuin, the Bedekin, it's not just a photo op. It's a chance to give brachas. The Bedekin is one sheet of Nisuin. Is that it means to put the veil down over her head. That's like the Yekas do. They go under a talus. That I spread my cloth over the girl. That's like Hachnasa L'Rishusa. So fine, so that's one Shita. But that happens when? Before Kiddushin. Can you have that? Can you have Nisuin before Kiddushin? So again, the Stipler says he thinks that depends on this issue too. Why? If Nisuin is a second stage of marriage, it has to happen after the first. You can't take what they have over here. There's a prereq to Nisuin. You have to have the Kiddushin before the Nisuin. You can't have Nisuin first. But if Nisuin is just welcoming her into your home, it's a technicality. So then, yeah, why can't I welcome her into my home and then marry her? It's just a technicality. I'm not obligated to certain obligations of marriage unless she's living in my home. Good. Welcome her into your home first. You can welcome guests into your home too. I welcome her into my home. She's in my home. Now I will marry her. But the marriage all happens at Kiddushin. If the marriage all happens at Kiddushin, whoa, I can marry her whenever I want. As long as the technicality is there, she'll be a Nisua too. But if Nisuin is a second stage of marriage, first she's a little bit my wife at Kiddushin. Then the second stage of marriage, Nisuin, she becomes fully my wife. Ooh, then you can't switch the order, maybe. You can't do Nisuin before Kiddushin. So that's why I think like this, Rabbi Zai, if we accept all my alumnus, that's why I think of Salvechik's chumer has no place. His chumer was to have Edim by the Bedekin. That's a stira. Why? In Lumdus. Why? Beat the Rav, best Rav at his own Lumdus. Why? Because if you require Edim, what are you saying? Nisuin is a stage. It's something, it's a kinyan. It's not just a fulfillment of a condition. That the technicality, she's not in my rishus. If it's a stage of marriage, it can't be before Kiddushin. It has to be after Kiddushin. It's the second stage of marriage. If you're doing a Bedekin before the Kiddushin, before Arei HaMekudesh HaSlibet, what are you saying? It's a technicality. The Bedekin itself screams that it's just a technicality in Nisuin. That's why we're doing it before the Kiddushin. I can welcome her into my home before I actually marry her. But if we're doing it before the Kiddushin, guess what? It makes no sense to have Edom there. I think of Salavechik, it was not Lumdish. It was not a Lumdish thing. He wanted to be Cheshish, Rishitas, and Mishanim. He was trying to show people, which I believe might have been a common trend in his thought, that we don't have ceremonies. We don't have meaningless ceremonies in Yiddishkeit. Everything has halachic significance. So he was trying to show that the Bedekin is not just a photo op. The Bedekin has halachic significance. He was teaching people that the Bedekin is one Shita Nisuin. They're putting the veil down over the head of the Kalam. So in order to teach people that it was important, he made Edom be there. I don't think he really was cheshish for shitas rishonim that Nisuin needs edus because then it couldn't happen before the Kiddushin. If it needs edus, that means the second stage of marriage. If it's second stage of marriage, it'd have to be after the Kiddushin. So I think Rav Salavechik was more of a policy decision that he was trying to educate people that that this is not just a ceremony to have the Bedekin, that we march the chasen down to a tune. This has a halachic significance of being one of the shitas in Nisuin. This also, though, we've been discussing what is Nisuin in terms of, is it a second stage of marriage, or perhaps it's just a fulfillment of a technicality of welcoming her into your rishus. But this really also speaks volumes about what Kiddushin is. Is Kiddushin full marriage with the technicality you have to fulfill that she should be in your rishus? Or is Kiddushin not full marriage? See, if Nisuin is a second stage of marriage, Kiddushin is only halfway there. Nisuin gets you all the way there. But if Nisuin is just a technicality to put her in your rishus, you only chayiv to support your wife. If she's living in your house, she's not living in your house, you don't have to support her. You don't yarshin her either. Oh, she's living in your home. But she's really fully your wife at the time of Kiddushin. That means Kiddushin itself really completes the marriage. That itself is a larger issue. How do we view Kiddushin? Is Kiddushin a full marriage, or Kiddushin is also only halfway there? So this comes up in the Sugya and Ksubis over here on Dav Zayin Mabez. The Gemara over here on Dav Zayin Mabez has a discussion about what is the bracha that you make at the time of Kiddushin. about what in the bracha that you make at the time of the kiddushin. So turn over here, Rabbi said the Gemara of Zayin Mabez. The Gemara says that the bracha of Birchas Erusin. What is the bracha of Birchas Erusin? So there's two das, the Tana Rabbanon, Mevarchim Birchas Chasan, Mevez Chasanim. Look a few lines down from that. Maybe four or five lines up in the narrow lines. And Dav Zayin, the basic Gemara says, "My Mevarich, what's the bracha of Birchas Erusin? Rabin bar Rav Ada, V'Rabbi bar Rav Ada, Tarvayu Mishmed Rav Yehuda Amri, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Asher Kidshanu B'Mitzvayis V'Tzivanu Al HaArayos, you commanded us what? On the Easter of Arayos, V'Os Alonu Es HaRusos, you're not allowed to have the Tashmish with an Arusa, she has to be a Nesua, V'Hit Alonu Es HaNesuos, but you allow to us the Nesuos Ayidei Chupa V'Kiddushin." Strange kind of bracha. We would have expected Sheker Shamsa Tzivayis V'Tzivanu Al Mitzvahs Kiddushin. That's not what we get. We get this whole complicated concoction. Tzivanu ala royo, isviyasalanu asarusa, isviyatalanu asamasua. It's a complicated thing. So the Rosh over here discusses the Nusach HaBrocha. Turn to the Rabbis in the back in the Rosh, Perek Aleph, Simen Yud Beis. I think it's Simen Yud Beis, yeah. So right at the Aleph, there's an Aleph in brackets in the middle of the Rosh in Simen Yud Beis. The Aleph, it tells you there's a carbon asano as a comment, but we're not going to look at the carbon asano. But right by that Aleph, in the Rosh, he asked the following question. V'yesha koshvu, there are those who wrote, shetzarech levarech birchas erusin kaidim kiddushin. When do you make this bracha? Do you make the bracha before the chasim puts the ring on the finger of the kala? Or after he puts the ring on her finger? When do we make this bracha? V'yesha koshvu, shetzarech levarech birchas erusin kaidim kiddushin. When do you make this bracha? You make it before. Why? K'da omar psachim zaynim abeis. Kol ha-brachas kulon, mevarchin oiver lasiyosim. When do you make laniach tefillin? When do you make lesatef b'tzitzis? You make it before you put this. You're supposed to make it before you put it on the tilos lulav, before you shake the lulav. So to hear, you're doing a mitzvah of kiddushin. When should you make the bracha? Before. V'yesha kosvu, there are those that write, Shetzarech lasos achar ha'erusin. Some will say you do it after harayat mekudeshesli. Dilma haja b'ha'isha. Who? Maybe she'll say no. You're hedging your bets. Okay. Otherwise, you have a bracha levatala. You make baruch atah Hashem alekenim avayilam. She gets some v'isef etzivanu, and she says no. V'havi la bracha levatala. It'll be a bracha levatala. But then look down in the Rosh, where he says, V'nira li, v'nun lamed, after the period. He says, no, you make it after Harei HaMekudesh Li for a different reason, not because she might say no. Why do we make the bracha afterwards? V'nira li, says the Rosh, ki bracha zu ain a bracha la'asiyas ha-mitzvah. This bracha is not a bracha on the performance of a mitzvah. Ki period merivya hainu kiyum hamitzvah. What is the kiyum hamitzvah of getting married? Is having children. Vim lokach pilegesh v'kiyum period merivya. If let's say a guy would marry a pilegesh concubine and he'd be makayim period merivya, eidem lokuyim lokadesh isha. He's not obligated to get married. Let him take a pilegesh. What's the only mitzvah here? Period merivya. You don't have to get married to do that. V'chein anois is a kena islandis. A guy marries an old woman. O akara. Or she's barren, mechein sris chama, or she also can't have children, or he can't have children. Shenasa, he gets married. He's sterile. Mevarchin birchas chasanim. We make this bracha. Ve'ein chiyu b'mitzvah zu she'ein ba kiyu mitzvahs peri. There's no chiyuv to do this. There's no mitzvah at all in getting married. Ve'hilkach le'nitzkin bracha b'mitzvah zu. Says the Rosh, there's no bracha here. No bracha here on the mitzvah itself. Why not? Because the mitzvah is having children. The mitzvah is not getting married. So what then is this bracha? Vav benoitze yishu l'shem piri v'rivya, says the Rosh, even if you're marrying a woman for the sake of piri v'rivya, kevan she'efshe l'kai mitzvahs v'rivya v'rivya b'loi kiddushin, I can get married, have children without kiddushin, b'loi domi l'shchita, this is not similar to shchita, to shechting animals, which we make a bracha on. She'enem achuyav l'shchad, I don't have to shech v'lecho, I could be a vegetarian if you want, you don't have to shech and eat. There you also don't have to do it. But if you shift, you do make a bracha. So start over here. You don't have to get married. But if you do, you should make a bracha. No, it's not the same. You can't have meat without shechita. But like kiddushin, he can fulfill piriviriviya having children, but like kiddushin. How? With the piyegesh. V'gam hasam afkei krob aloshen tzivoy. There also, he says, the pasuk says it as a command. The pasuk says vizovachta. You should shecht v'ochalta, and you should eat. Aval haka, but here ksiv ki yikach ish. When you will marry. V'oid v'kachem yevshu b'lo shechita hilkach mevarchen al kol shechita. Also by karbonas, you can't get by without shechita. That's one of the avodas of karbonas. So you make a bracha on the shechita. U'bracha zu, therefore concludes the rush. Bracha zu niskina l'ase shevach l'hakadosh baruch. It's like a bracha on lightning. You know, a bracha on thunder. A bracha on seeing the ocean. You see, it's a bircha shevach v'ayda. I'm giving shevach v'ayda to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the institution of marriage. Not on the mitzvah of getting married. No, not on the mitzvah of getting married. There is no mitzvah to get married, says the Rosh. U'bracha zu niskan Allah say shevach HaKadosh Baruch Hu asher kishana b'mitzvaysa b'vdilonu min ha'amim. He separated us from the other nations of the world. V'tzivanu l'kadosh isha muteres lanu v'loyas ha'achas min harayas. That's why he says it's such a strange lashon. What kind of lashon is this? We don't mention the mitzvah, says the Rosh. Because there is no mitzvah. There is no mitzvah. You don't have to do it. It's on the institution of marriage. It's a gewaldic institution that Rebbeinu Shalom gave us. But you don't have to do it if you want. You don't want. So the Rosh says, that's why it's such a strange bracha. Shekishon says, if it's Ivanu, Aloha Rayos, V'asalam HaSarusas, we discuss the whole institution because it's a bircha shel vayda. Bircha shel vayda, Rabbi said, when do you make a bracha on lightning or thunder or seeing the ocean? Bircha zachama, afterwards. So the Rosh says, therefore the bracha on getting married, on marriage, comes after the ring ceremony. After the Harei HaMekudesh Zli. Afterwards, not before. However, I asked you to see a Rambam. Where is this Rambam? I asked you to see a Rambam in Perek Gimel of Hilchas Ishus, Halacha Chav Gimel. The Rambam there writes, Pumfakert. The Rambam writes, Perek Gimel, Halacha Chav Gimel, says the Rambam, Kol HaMekadesh Isha, Tzarech Levorech Kodem HaKidushin. You make the bracha before Kidushin, Kiderech Shemavarchin, Kodem Kol HaMitzvahs. The Rambam says, when is the bracha? For. Why? It's the same as all other mitzvahs. So the Rambam holds getting married is a mitzvah, a big machlek. It has nothing to do with our topic, by the way, right now. But the Rambam holds getting married, I'll get to our topic in a second. The Rambam holds getting married is a mitzvah. The Rosh holds it's not a mitzvah at all, and therefore the bracha is a bircha shel vayda. So according to the Rambam, the bracha comes before Harei HaMekudesh Zli. It's a bracha like Birchas HaMitzvahs. According to the Rosh, it comes after Harei HaMekudesh Zli. It's a bircha shevach v'haidah, a bracha of praise to the Rebbeinu Shalom for the institution of marriage, just like lightning and thunder comes afterwards. This too also comes afterwards. Another difference is, who makes the bracha? The Rambam says, if it's a Birchas HaMitzvah, guess who should make it? Who should make it if it's a Birchas HaMitzvah? Who's getting married here? Is Rosh Hashiva? No, Rosh Hashiva is married already. Who's getting married? Yeah. The chassan. Who should make the bracha? The chassan. That's what the Rambam says. Kol ha-mekadesh isha tzarech levarech. You got to make the bracha. We don't do that. Guess why not? We pass like the Rosh. It's a bircha shevach v'hayda. We do it before to chop around the Rambam to try and do it before to be over la'asiyasam, but really, in the end of the day, we pass and it's a bircha shevach v'hayda. And that's why the chassan doesn't make it. Therefore, Rav Shechter has pointed out, it's in his one of his Sfarim, I think, the Big Fat Song. Rav Shechter has pointed out, if it's a Birch HaShev Vaidah, who's obligated to make it? It's not just a Chassan. If it's a Birch HaShev Mitzvah, it's just a Chassan's obligation. Everyone. If it's Shev Vaidah, it's everyone. So Rav Shechter said, let's say the guy has, this is his example, let's say a guy has a Rebbe, you know, who's 23, and the Gadol Hador is there, or Moshe Feinstein is there. Who should be Misadar Kiddushin? Who do you think the Olam would prefer to have be Misadar Kiddushin? This guy's, you know, Rebbe, who's 25 years old. Or the Gadol Hador. Presumably the Gadol, Chaim Kanievsky is there. Who should make the Birch say the Misadar Kiddushin? Everyone would probably prefer to hear Chaim Kanievsky. So Shechter makes the point there that it should be who everyone would want, not who this guy wants. Even though it's his wedding and he's dreamed about it for years and everything, it doesn't make a difference. He's not his shliach. He's the shliach of the whole tzibur. And the tzibur would probably want the Gadol Hador to do it. If it's a birkas on mitzvah, he's his shliach. We paskin, it seems really like the Rosh, because we don't ask the chassan if you know how to make the bracha, make the bracha. we say someone else should make the bracha. We probably assume it's a bircha sheva vayda. We do it before to try and chop around the Rambam also. That getting married is a mitzvah, and you made the bracha as a bircha sheva mitzvah. We're really passing like the Rosh, that it's a bircha sheva vayda. Okay, a machlekes. Is there a mitzvah to get married? According to the Rosh, no. The mitzvah is having children. If I get married, fine. The bracha is on the institution of marriage. Shevach vayda, HaKadosh Baruch on the institution of marriage. That he gave us a wonderful thing that the Umos HaOlam don't have. And according to the Rambam, it's a birchas HaMitzvah because there is a mitzvah to get married. Okay? However, the Rashba here has a different shita. The Rashba, it's on the Mar Makramas, the Rashba and Ksubas and of Zion, Amid Beis, Dibbe Masel Baruch, says no, like neither one. Like neither one, says the Rashba. That which we don't. Why isn't the bracha a pashut bracha? Asher kishon mitzvayzav itzivanu al kiddushin al matilas lulav al laniach tefillin. Why is it with the asalanu asharutsa? Is it alanu asanesua? Is it the chuppah of a kiddushin? What's going on? Make a pashut bracha. So the Rosh said, I'll tell you why. There's no mitzvah here. It's shemach vayda. The Rambam says this is a bracha of mitzvah. So, and the Rashba seems to agree. He says it is a birchas mitzvah. So why not have a pashut lashon? It's shirk shesamim says v'tivano al kiddushin. Says the Rashba, "Lofi she'ein mevarchin al mitzvah she'ein asiyos gmar malachta." You don't make a bracha on a mitzvah that's not the conclusion of the matter. V'zu ein enigmeres ela b'chuppah. When is the mitzvah finished, Rabbi Isai? When is the mitzvah finished? At the chuppah. Even if you're being mekadesh like we do underneath the chuppah, ain't a bedin shiyu misaknin lazu bracha achas. V'lazu bracha achas. You can't make a bracha on the kiddushin, make a bracha on the nisuin. The Mexican mili the rabbanan kechucha. It'll make us look like a joke, like a laughing stock. So he says, if we make two brachas, one on the kiddushin, one on the nisuin, it'll make us look like a laughing stock. Okay. But the Rashba says, why don't we make a bracha on the Kiddushin, Shekhar Sanders and Zivanu, al mitzvah's Kiddushin, or al Kiddushin? Because the Rashba says, not because there's no mitzvah. The Rashba says, no mitzvah here. It's just a Shevach Vayda. No. The Rashba says it is a mitzvah, but guess what? It's not the conclusion of the matter. It's not over yet. Meaning the Rashba holds what? Kiddushin is not a full mitzvah. When does she become your full wife? Nisuin. Nisuin is the second stage of marriage. The Rambam holds, no, you make a birchas mitzvah here. It's a strange lashon, says the Rambam. You're right, admittedly it's a strange lashon. But you make a birchas mitzvah here. Why do you make a birchas mitzvah here? The Rambam holds, when is the matter complete? When did she become your wife? Kiddushin. It's over. Nisuin, welcome her into your home, is a technicality. Not chayvin certain things unless she's in your home. But really, the marriage is completed at Kiddushin. The Rashba says, no, you can't make a birchas mitzvah. This is not a regular birchas mitzvah. It's not a birchas mitzvah at all. Not because there's no mitzvah. There is a mitzvah here. The Rashba says, no mitzvah. Not because there's no mitzvah. There is a mitzvah, but it's not completed yet. When does it become complete? At the time of Nisuin. The Rambam also agrees Nisuin plays a critical role. Here, Rabbi said, look at this. It's on the Mar Makaymas, but I didn't trust you to look at it. So I photocopied it for you. But look over here, Perek Aleph in Ishus, Halacha Beis. Perek Aleph in Ishus, Halacha Beis. Does the Rambam hold there's a mitzvah to get married? The Rosh holds no mitzvah. Rabbi says, does the Rambam hold there's a mitzvah? Does he hold there's a mitzvah? Yes, he said you have to make a birchas, a bracha and kiddushin, just like other mitzvahs. That's why it comes before. So the Rambam here is consistent. Writes the Rambam, Perek Aleph, Halacha Beis. V'likuchen eilu mitzvahs esei shel Torahim. Getting married is a mitzvah sasei min ha-Torah. That's Rambam makes sense. The Rambam holds the birchas kiddushin. Asher kishom says v'zivanu al arayos v'yosavanu sarusa. This is a birchas ha-mitzvah. It comes before kiddushin because kiddushin is a mitzvah like every other mitzvah. However, ask the Kesef Mishnah. Look all the way at the left-hand side. The part of the Kesef Mishnah that I marked off. He writes, Kosev ha-rav Avram b'noi shel Rabbeinu. The Rab, Benoisha Rabbeinu, that's Rav Avram, the son of the Rambam. He says, 1 minute. How could the Rambam say there's a mitzvah to get married? The Gemara says in Masechtas Moed Katan the following. The Gemara says a person is allowed to get married on Chol HaMoed, even though really ain ma'arv in simcha b'simcha. You shouldn't get married on Chol HaMoed because it's mixing marriage with Moed. The Gemara says a person is allowed to do Erusin on Chol HaMoed, not Nisuin. Why are you allowed to do Erusin on Chol HaMoed? Says the Gemara, Shema yikadmenu acher. Someone else will beat him to it. The time is of the essence when it comes to Shiduchim, Rabbi Zayin. Time is of the essence. Shema yikadmenu acher. When the time comes, time is of the essence. Oh. So, but Nisuin not. Nisuin not. Why? So the Gemara already there asked, by the way. Why could you get married Chol HaMoed Shem Yikad Menu Acher? What happened to the Basco? What happened to the Zivug business? That the Gemara says, 40 days, Kazim Yitzirus HaVlad, a Basco goes out that says, Bas Pliny LaPliny. The Gemara might come over there, Tafir Chesman Beis asked this. The Gemara says, what are you worried about someone else beating him to it? What happened to Zivug? A Basco goes out, this one to this one. So Gemara says, through Tefillah you can change that. So Gemara says, because through Rachamim you can change the Basco. There is a Basco. But through tefillah can change. Answer palm. So what's the point of the Basco? If through tefillah can change, another guy could beat you to a punch by davening. So what's the whole point of the Basco in the first place? Rav Palm says a beautiful idea. Rav Palm says same thing in the Siva Shoma, similar idea. Is that what it means? Is no. When a person gets married, he should have the perspective of Bas Pliny LePliny. This was a match made in heaven. You shouldn't have the perspective of, I don't know, maybe this wasn't really meant for me. I davened and I got this one. Or maybe I wasn't supposed to get this one. Someone else davened and got my real zivug. No, that's not a good perspective. What it should be, when I get married, it's Bas Pliny LePliny. This was what was meant to be. We say in Mariv, and we say, Haser Satan Milfaneinu. We move the Satan from in front of us, Ume Acharenu, and from behind us. Says in Esiva Shalom, what Satan is behind us? He says, the Satan that tells us that you has charata, you know, everything you did, what if you did this, what if you did that, what if it could have been done this, it could have done that. And as marriage goes on, so sometimes people hit a bump in the road. So they said, oh, maybe I should have done the other thing. That's what the Gemara says in Masechtas Brachos, when people got married. So they said, matzah or motze, what's it going to be? Matzah ish or matzah toiv, the pasuk in Mishlei, if a person finds a wife, finds good. Oh no, matzah ani mar mi maves, a person finds more bitter than death. Es ha'isha, finds a wife. So Gemara says, what's it going to be? Matzah or moitze? It's going to be matzah isha, matzah toiv, moitze ani es ha'isha mar mi maves. So the Gra said, matzah ani mar mi maves es ha'isha. So the Gra says, it's interesting, the two psukim, one is in present tense, one is in the past tense. Matzah isha, matzah toiv is in the past tense. Moitze ani marmi mavis as a isha, that's in the present tense. So the Gemara says, people in the past, when we first got married, everything was gevaldik. Matzah isha, matzah taif. Now, hoy, matzah ani marmi mavis as a isha. Now, things as marriage goes on, things get a little bit more difficult. It requires work, it requires avodah. Oh, but says our power, a person should never start having charata, saying, what if I had done this? Maybe I made a mistake, I should have married this one, not that one. No. Person supposed to have the perspective. Now, Heinz that started doing that is the Satan Me'acharenu. It's a terrible thing to start second guessing. It's a Yetzer Hara, second guessing. Shouldn't do that. And Siva Shalom says that's the pshat. We'll move on from the Jewish in a second. Siva Shalom says that's the pshat. In the pasuk, the beginning of Chaye Sarah, the pasuk says, "Vayu Yumei." What is it? "Vayu Yumei Chaye Sarah." So it says twice, these were her years. Esau Pam, why does it say twice, these were her years? By you, Chaye Sarah, and Shnei Chaye Sarah. So he says, because why did Sarah die? What does Rashi say? Why did Sarah die? Why? Anybody remember? Shnei Mikra? Why did she die?
She heard about the
Akedah Yitzchak. So there's her Pam, the Yitzhara is to say, maybe if we wouldn't have done the Akedah Yitzchak, she wouldn't have died. It's our fault. So no, the pasuk says, no, this is how many years she was supposed to live, this is how many years she was supposed to live. Meaning this was her thing. Person, lots of time taking care of a parent, and he makes decisions in the care of the parent, and he thinks, oh, what if I had done this, what if I had done, no, it's terrible to do that. It's the Yetzer Hara of second guessing. So even by when Sarah dies, she dies in the Kedas Yitzchak, says a palm, slumber, same idea, is that you shouldn't start second guessing. Oh, so either way, Rabbi, so you get married, it should always be Basco is because of a Basco. It was match made in So the Gemara, where are we? Oh, so the rights of Avraham ben Arambam. How could the Rambam say there's a mitzvah to get married? But the Gemara says, in Maseches Moed Katan, Yorati ma'aretz a woman on Chol HaMoed, Shemi Kad Menu Acher, someone else might beat you to the punch.
How's it going to beat you to the punch if you can't do it yourself also? If you can't get, if I can't get engaged to her anyway, if I can't get married to her, then how is someone else going to get me there?
How is someone else going to get
married?
Yeah,
how's
no, no, no. Let's say things are going well. Timing is everything. Things are going well, this and that, you're together, this. Then after Yontif, she's going to go here, you're going to go there. To find her after Yontif is a Gansa thing, and you have to seize the moment. So maybe he'll be with her second days and you'll miss out. I mean, you want to...
I'll give them.
I think it's part. It doesn't mean he's going to marry Chol HaMoed. He can't marry unless he's not going to do wrong and marry Chol HaMoed. So you'll have to be Ma'aris as a Isha, seize the moment. But not Nisuin. Ask the Gemara. The Gemara says, really? How can you do Erisin and not Nisuin? Lomi boy kama. Lomi boy la'aris to lay of in mitzvah. Sha'asr. How could you be ma'aris a woman? The Gemara says, you're not doing a mitzvah. Nisuin is a mitzvah. Erisin is allowed on Chol HaMoed and not Nisuin. Erisin is not a mitzvah. Nisuin is a mitzvah. That's what the Gemara says. So ask the Rebbe from Ben Aramim. How could the Rambam say Kiddushin is a mitzvah? The Gemara there says a Maseches Moed Katan asks Akasha, how can he be Ma'aretz a woman Chol HaMoed and not Nisuin? Erisin is not a mitzvah, Nisuin is a mitzvah. So it says, but Beferish Gemara, Erisin is not a mitzvah. So Roman ben Arambam answers, V'tirets, right after the comma, in the middle of the next line, Shebeminyan HaMitzvahs B'tchilas HaLacha. If you look at the Rambam, all the way at the beginning of Hilchos Ishus, I marked it off for you, he lists the mitzvahs that appear in Hilchos Ishus. The first one is Lisa Isha Biksuba Vikidushin. When is the mitzvah completed? When you have a ksuba. When do you give her a ksuba? When she moves into your home at the time of Nisuin. So he writes, V'tirei shebeminin ha-mitzvah b'tchilat ha-locha amar she-mitzvah Lisa Isha Biksuba Vikidushin. V'loy amar le-kadesh Isha. There's no mitzvah. You're right to get married alone. It's to get married and have Nisuin. B'zeh she-amar b'kuchon elu mitzvah esay l'fisha hitchilas mitzvah ha-nisuin. It's because it's the beginning of the process of Nisuin, of Eris and below Nisuin, Vade lo Hishulim na mitzvah adai. And he says, you're right, the mitzvah is not completed at Kiddush, and the mitzvah is completed at Nisuin. We know that. We know that Nisuin is a critical stage. But I believe that the Rambam holds you can still make a bracha on Kiddushin. Why? Because for the Rambam, Kiddushin is the whole thing. That's why he says, V'likuchan elu mitzvah sesei. Really, the whole kinyan is finished at Kiddushin. Nisuin is a critical technicality, but it's a technicality. It's a critical one. When you welcome her into your home, the mitzvah is complete, but it's not that that's a second stage of marriage. It's fulfilling a technicality of hachnasa l'rishusa. That's where the Rambam holds you can make a bracha on Kiddushin. That's where the Rambam says, v'likuchan elu mitzvah esei, getting married is the mitzvah, because that's when the mitzvah is really performed. Yes, there's a technicality of welcoming her into your house. Okay. But that's when the mitzvah is really performed. The Rashba disagrees, and the Rashba holds, no, no. Rashba holds that you can't make a bracha on Kiddushin. That's why we have this strange bracha. It's not a bracha on Kiddushin. The Rashba is not a bracha on Kiddushin. There is no mitzvah of Kiddushin. The Rashba says, no, it's not a bracha on Kiddushin. Why not? Why is it not a bracha on Kiddushin? Because Kiddushin is not the full mitzvah. The full mitzvah is with Nisuin. You can't make a bracha on half a mitzvah. That's like making a bracha on half of something. You can't make a bracha on half. You make a bracha on a whole mitzvah. So Rashba says, here's half a mitzvah. You can't make a bracha on half a mitzvah. Because Rashba understands, Kiddushin gets you halfway there, Nisuin gets you all the way there. Yeah.
Let me just say, wait,
he says half the mitzvah.
Half the
mitzvah.
Wait, who did
he?
Rashba?
The Rashba. Kesef Mishnah also says it's half the mitzvah. I don't really think that's what the Rambam means. I think the Rambam holds Nisuin is a critical stage. You're right. When the Gemara said Erisin is not a mitzvah, we have to deal with that. But I think, and it's because Nisuin is a critical technicality, but in the end of the day, it's a technicality. Because the Rambam holds, he writes, "Likuchan elu mitzvah sesei." You make a bracha on kiddushin. It's obviously not a half a mitzvah. It's a whole mitzvah with a condition. What's the condition? That you be machnas on the reshus. It's a critical condition, but that's a condition. According to the Rashba, no, the first kiddushin is just half the mitzvah. Nisuin is the second half. Rabbi, I believe that this could be last thing. This could be what's going on over here in the Taisus and at the beginning of the Perek. Taisus always has at the beginning of a Masechta, very sensitive to language. Kashas in the beginning of the Masechta, the Taisus will always ask, that if it would be in the middle of the Masechta, these things don't bother Tosfos. All of a sudden, at the beginning of the Masechta, we're harving on every little bays and hay and everything. Later on in the Masechta, for some reason, a lot of Masechtas are like this. We spend time on lots of little things. So Tosfos here, over here, has a big question. He says, Besula Nisei, so the first two words. What should have it said? Look at Tosfos. First Tosfos said, Hodol katani habesula. Why didn't it say habesula? I've never seen a kash like this in Tosfos in the middle of a Masechta. It's always in the beginning. Why didn't it say habesula? Just like we say, ha isha niknes. The first parak in Masechta's Kiddushin is ha isha niknes. So why don't we say habesula niseis? Okay, it's a good kasha. Then second Tosfos. What's Tosfos kash over here? Niseis. Hodol katani Noisin is habsula. What should we have said? This is passive. Besula niseis is passive. What should we have said? Noisin is habsula. You are do perform nisun and the psula kamai, just like the second parak in Kiddushin. Ha'ish makadesh. The man is makadesh a woman. Bayu b'shluchai with him or with the shliach. So again, Tosfos here wants to know. He wants to compare the language of the Mishnah here to the Mishnah's Masechtas Kiddushin. Why is here besula niseis instead of habesula niseis like Ha'isha nicknames at the beginning of Kiddushin? And why is Niseis, so first of all, why is it Besula instead of Habesula? And why is it Niseis as opposed to Noisin as Habesula? We marry off the Besula. So I saw that in the Kuntrasi Shiurim of Gusman, he suggests that it could be Tosfos here is making a big assumption about what Nisuin is. He's comparing Nisuin to Kiddushin. He's saying, just like I marry a woman with Kiddushin, Nisuin is a stage of marriage. I mean, he's reading it a little bit, but you marry Nisuin as Haisha, you marry the woman like the first stage, like the second stage. But it could be it's totally different. Could be it's totally different. Here, it's a technicality. You married her already. There's only one stage of marriage. Haisha Niknes, or what's the first parak in Kiddushin? Haish Makadesh, you marry her. This is the fulfillment of a technicality, Besula Niseis. It's passive. It's not Nisun. You marry. It's Nisun. She gets married. She comes into his house. Orders are coming to her house. No one's being kind to anything now. That all happened in Kiddushin. Or why is it Besula instead of Habesula? The answer is because Ha is a Hey Hayadiyah. It means something we didn't previously know. Ha'isha, the woman. Here it's just Besula. Besula. Why isn't it Habesula? Introduce us to her first. Say Habesula, the Besula. The answer is we know this woman already. She's married already. She's an Eishes Ish. We don't have to meet her. We don't have to say hello. It's Besula. We know her already. Why do we know her already? She's already married. We're just filling a technicality. It's a Besula. It's not a Habesula, a new woman we never introduced to before. It's not a new stage of marriage. Besula Niseis. The Besula comes into his house. Azoi. You don't have to introduce her. And it's not a formal kinyan that we could discuss something that he's doing. He's not doing it. It happens. He's marrying her. He's marrying her. So again, this also might relate to what is Nisuin. And what is Kiddushin? Is Kiddushin a full marriage? And Nisuin is a technicality? Or no? Kiddushin is half the marriage, and Nisuin is the second half of the marriage. One last thing is that it comes up in Yom Kippurim. This is an addendum. Is it comes up in Yom Kippurim. The Pasuk says, Kohen Gadol has to be married on Yom Kippur. V'chiper ba'adoi uvad beisoi. He should be do kapar for himself. Uvad Besoy, Besoy Zuishto. I used to have a friend, my wife didn't like this at all. I used to have a friend who used to call his wife my bias. Oh, he was terrible. He used to call, everybody say, not a school of Yisholim bias, call your wife a house. He used to call his wife Besoy, because Gemara says Besoy Zuishto, so he used to call her Besi. Anyway, it's horrible. Anyway, so Gemara says, Chibu Ba'adav Ad Besoy. Basis of Ishto. So guys to be married, Kohen Gadol has to be married. Does he have to have Nisuin or Erisin? So Bavli assumes he has to be fully married. It's Machlaik is in the Gemara Yuma, Yud Gimel Meralev. The Bavli assumes he has to be, you have to have Nisuin. And Yushalmi disagrees, he says enough with Erisin. What does that depend on? Again, this. I think Roshefta once pointed this out. If Erisin is marriage with the condition, technicality of Nisuin, so Besa Zu Ishta could even be Erisin, could even just be Kiddushin, Harei Mekudeshesli. But if no, Nisuin is the completion of the marriage, not just the technicality, then could be Vechiper Ba'ad or Ba'ad Besa, it has to be full-fledged Nisuin, you have to have Nisuin. Kiddushin wouldn't be good enough. That's the opinion of the Yushalmi, I think. That you have to have Nisuin, it's not good enough. I'm sorry, the other way. One of them says Kiddushin, one of them says Nisuin. I think the Bavli holds Nisuin. You have to have Nisuin too. Yerushalmi holds it's enough with Kiddushin. Because they hold the marriage is finished with Kiddushin, Nisuin is just a technicality. But if no, if Nisuin is the second stage of marriage, perhaps you have to have Nisuin too. Okay, Shkoyach, Rabbi Yitzchak.